I find one operator lives up here in North Carolina. His first name is Thomas. His call sign is W4SWL. He was a shortwave listener before he became a ham. So that's a vanity call, SWL. He's a little crazy about activating parks. And he's been all over North Carolina activating the parks, the state parks, the game lands, nature reserves, those sort of things. And he does it with radios that whose upper power is 5 watts. He does it with different antennas and has great success. Great success. Well, how is that even possible? It's because he knows his radios and he knows his antennas. And he can talk all over the place. Certainly to Texas. anyway, you'll hear a lot and things will come together probably faster for you than it did for any of us. I sure hope that for you. KK4JPQ.
KK4JPQ, KO4JQB. That was a really good thing that you said, because I was just thinking about QRP radios, you know, because I think a lot of the radios that I'm looking at now are 100 watts barefoot, but then you got these new Chinese radios that are 25 watts or 20 watts. It's like, is that going to serve me well? I really don't think, you know, 25 watts is going to do me well. Maybe it could on perfect ionic conditions. But, yeah, I think barefoot is barefoot, so 100 watts is barefoot. But, man, I tell you what, man, tonight I've been hanging by the radio for about 2.5 hours, and I tell you what, you guys are awesome. And I'll still be monitoring, but like I said, I'm going for my general, not this Saturday, but next, the 4th, and I'm already shopping for radios. KO4JKB.
Let me make sure I got it. So, Duncan, one other thing I want to add to this, from my opinion and learning from these guys here, is that, like I said, pick a direction and then start to digest in that direction. Don't go, you know, kind of hog wild as far as, I want to do this and I want to do that. Hey, that's great. That's great. But don't listen to Larry and Walt both in that, you know, when you get on HF, you're going to have to learn to be an operator, which means you're going to have to learn to manipulate that radio. And then there's going to be times when you're going to have to manipulate that antenna. And if you don't have that foundation to do that, which some people don't, and that's nothing wrong with that, but when you have a foundation to go with it, this is how it works, then that's going to help you when it doesn't work. Well, I know what it's supposed to be doing, and it's not doing that. If you don't have an understanding of how that works, then that's going to just create a whole lot of frustration. But, you know, it's easy to get overwhelmed with this stuff, and trust me, I'm still overwhelmed sometimes. But break it off in pieces, and, you know, how do you eat an elephant? Well, that's one bite at a time. And then when you start to eat those little bitty pieces, then it's a segue into the bigger picture. So, like I said, I'm be glad to help you with the antenna. I ordered the ARRL handbook series and got them in the other day, whole 6 volumes. And there's a complete book on antennas. And because of what's going on with, you know, sickness and death in the family. I haven't had a chance to look at them, but I was looking at them this morning, and oh my goodness, the antennas. And oh my goodness, the antennas. You know, all different shapes and sizes and lengths, and they do this and they do that, and here's how you build them, and schematics and this, that, and the other. So I don't think your property issue is going to be a problem. I don't. I think that's going to force you to learn to adapt to your situation, and that's what an operator does. And last thing I'll say is I think that the FCC does all of us a disjustice by calling us amateur radio operators. I don't think there's anything amateur about this. I think it's scientific. And just because we don't get paid, I think that's why they call it amateur. But trust me, there's nothing amateur about this. And you're going to learn that, and you're going to get just really excited when you understand it and how to do it, and then you get to see it make it work. That's the thing. You get to see it make it work, or you get to see it fail. Either one's a learning curve. KO4NUE, K4OIM, KO4JKV, and KK4JBQ.
4NUE, KO4JKV. Thanks for that information. I'm going to back out in case the net controller wants to chime in. I don't want to overstep any boundaries.
K4OIM. I took my F-trait plane about an hour and a half ago, so I'm starting to get sleepy. So I'm going to say 73s to KK4JBQ, KO4NUE, KO4JKB, and KI4LZI. Bandy's still in there. But y'all can carry on. Well, get my flashlight, get out of the shack, and get up there to the house and get in bed. I've enjoyed it, and appreciate you sticking around, Duncan, and asking the questions. I hope you got some help out of all of this. So with that, I'm going to say 73s to all of you, and I wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving.
We love you, brother, and happy Thanksgiving to you. KO4JKB monitoring.
4JBQ. Walsh, you be careful out there in the dark. Hope you've got a good, strong flashlight. Get yourself some good rest tonight. KK4JBQ.
4NUE. Let me make sure I got this. If you can shoot me an email on QRZ if you're interested in, you know, taking me up on that offer. Shoot me an email, or I'll just give you my cell phone. I don't have an issue with doing that either. You know, don't answer this. This is a rhetorical statement, I guess. But you know, if your significant other is not understanding what is this all about and why is he flipping out over all of this, you know, maybe. You know, I'll give you my wife's telephone number so your wife can talk with my wife, and sometimes that helps if that's an issue. Not saying it is, but if it is, hey, you know, it's helpful to hear a different perspective other than, you know, the husband. That's what I'm trying to say. So, you know, that's helpful there. And, you know, at least consider, you know, the whole antenna thing. It's just going to make things a whole lot easier on what to do and how to do. And I've got a deer camp up in Pickens that I go do, you know, most of my testing on the antennas. I got a little set up here at the house at Campobello where I can, you know, test different antennas and so on and so forth, and get them up in the air pretty easily. So, you know, I guess just so I'm clear, I'm telling you, you know, I've got the wire, 3 miles of it. Wouldn't cost you a dime, and you get the, you know, get the opportunity to learn and then take that back and build it yourself and put it in the back of your radio and just enjoy what happens next. I'm not going to explain to you what's going to happen. That's something you have to figure out on your own as far as the enjoyment portion of it goes. But that's when your learning's going to start. And the sooner you get at it, the better off you're going to be and be less frustrated, you know, from my perspective.
KO4NUE, KO4JQP, thanks so much for the invite. And, I tell you, it's a learning experience, and there's a lot of people that suggested a lot of different antennas, and they're all good antennas, I'm sure. But like I said, I live in a box, and I got maybe 40 feet, so I can't do a frickin' 50-foot dipole. It's not going to happen. So it has to be a vertical. But the thing is, I live on a second-floor apartment, so I can't do radials. I can't bury, you know, 4, 6, 12, 24, 36 radials in the ground. So my antenna that I'm looking at right now is the Buddy Pole Pro. It's like the perfect antenna for me, but, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm going to move, you know. They say that, I don't know. Back to you, Ted. KO4JKB.
KI4LZI,
Andy, I love your voice. Get back in here.
Mandel's voice over on 195 earlier. Chad, anytime you want to talk to him, you almost always, you'll catch him over there on that net on Tuesday night on 195 if you ever need to talk to him about anything.
I got back from the hospital this later on, and then dropped father-in-law, my mother off, and then just questions, you know, he's in a little bit of pain, mom's having a fit, so I had to deal with that, and just a long day. But at any rate, I'm glad you're back in here, Andy. But Duncan, start with that. If you know what your limitations are, then okay, that's a start. And you have to have a starting point. Period. So with all the parameters that come with an antenna, and there's a lot of them, pick one that is definite. So if you know that space is an issue, that is a definite. That one factor cannot change. I cannot put up a 160-foot dipole. I cannot do it. Okay, well, okay. There's your starting point. So how much space do you have is probably going to be the next question. And like Larry said earlier, can you temporarily deploy, and then when you're done, roll it back up? Is that an option? You know, what are the ramifications if somebody sees it? You know, throw that in there too. You mentioned the second floor building. Okay, so, you know, that's a good starting point there. You know, if you're that high up, you know, drop it off the side of the building, and when you're done, pull it back up. I don't know, but I mean, if if those are all your factors, then, you know, give us a little more information and maybe we can, you know, come up with something. KO4NUE.
For NUE, KO4JKB. Yeah, that all makes sense. And, yeah, I think about all of that stuff all the time. And, like I said, I'm going from a general, and I told the controller this evening, I always put the carriage in front of the horse, so I'm shopping for radios even before I get my general. Because even if I don't get my general, I want to hear. I want to be able to hear what's going on. And the good transceiver radio, like the ones I've been shopping for, they'll let me hear very well. And so, like I said, I have a very small footprint in my backyard. So I'm looking at the buddy pole. Let me let this drop real fast. I'm looking at the Buddy Pole Pro, which is a vertical. I think it's 80 meters through 10 meters. And so it's really good. It's not very easy to tune, but you got to get out there and get your hands in it. But it's a good antenna. But I'm open for you know, suggestions. But I tell you, every time I check this set, Andy down there in Table Rock, he's got great ideas. So I'm all ears. KO4JKB monitoring.
So Duncan, real quick, Larry, let me make sure I got it. Tomorrow night, Gary, KI4DOS, SwapNet, happens to be a buddy pole on the SwapNet. So ask him about it. I'm pretty sure that's a pretty good price. And, you know, get on the net and ask him about it. He's probably had his eyes on it. He knows what it looks like. But I'm pretty sure I've heard him advertise a buddy pole from a silent key. And there you go. You wouldn't have to pay anywhere near full price and probably get a really nice antenna. So, just saying.
Well, that sounds good. I'll check it out.
Where else he got? Got that antenna book, Chad? Because as you found out, no one person can tell you everything about it. That's the reason why there's, as you see in that book, there are volumes on that book. You still in here, Larry? Go ahead, KI4LCI.
I'm still here, DKK4JBQ. I think we're talking everyone into the ground. But I'll chime in there with Chad and say that that buddy pole is a fine, quite a versatile antenna, and it'll serve you well. I believe the price on it is $200. If you go to purchase it all new, it'll be just over $600. So there's a savings that you'll appreciate later, because you need to throw some money into the hat, and you'll really feel the pressure when you've got a ticket and no equipment to operate. I wish you the best in a couple of weeks. I do. So, gosh, I suppose what I could mention is that. Not to retract what I said, but to amend what I said about working QRP. That is for an experienced operator. No new ham should have a QRP radio as their only rig. Get yourself a 100-watt radio. That's a good first purchase. If you want to challenge yourself with QRP, you can always turn the power down. No problem. And we are required to use the minimum amount of power that's necessary to make the contact. That's an FCC regulation that we all must live with. KK4JBQ.
KK4JBQ, thank you so much for that information. Because I was thinking about QRP radio, and I'm just not even a general yet. But yep, I will just buy a 100-watt radio.
NUE. Just so you know, Duncan, I don't own an Icon. Well, the 7600. So I can't say. I mean, I have had my hands on one today, as a matter of fact, helping another club member. That's. I'm pretty sure that may be just an HF rig. One plus with the Yaesu, the 991, with the same money, is called a shack in the box. You've got 2 meter, 70 centimeter, medium wave, short wave, AM, FM, data, CW, RIDI, and all of the bands, HF bands, all in one radio. That's something to consider, and I do agree with Larry. Do not start off with QRP. I think that takes a little bit of experience to do, and I listened to those QRP guys, and they really struggle, but that's their deal, is to do it the smallest and the least amount of power. That's what they enjoy doing. And they can get it across. They have to work sometimes, but I would not recommend that to start off. I think you need something under your belt to do that, but just my opinion. Go ahead and pick it up, somebody.
KI4LCI.
Point taken. So I will not go QRP. I will do some sort of radio that at least has 100 watts barefoot.
As you said, and as he said, I wouldn't start out QRP on the first thing. Until you know more about HF than you know now and about how the propagation is, then later on, you know, if you want to do that, and as some of the others said there, you can cut the power back on these 100 waters. You can't back, if you so desire, you can cut the power back on that. But starting out, though, you need to stick with at least 100 watts until you learn how everything is and get you accustomed to it. KI4LZI.
KI4LZI, yeah, I hear you. And more than I watch videos and just read stuff and just listen to radio. I'm always hearing that 100 watts is just, that's where you want to start. You got to start at least 100 watts.
Gee, the courtesy tone is back. Just want to let everybody know. But Duncan, I have thoroughly enjoyed the conversation with you and Larry and Andy. But I am spent. I am starting to show my tired. And one lesson I've learned is I try not to talk when I'm tired. Sometimes things can be misconstrued. So while I'm fresh and healthy and starting the show, I'm going to say, hey, shoot me an email, give me a call. If it's anything I can help you with, I would love to pass along what these fine gentlemen have taught me as well. And that's all part of the hobby, too. So with that said, KO4NUE, I'll say 73s to y'all, and I will be clear on your final.
KI4LCI. You're right, the timeout's back with the courtesy tone there. I don't know if you're going to be over here at the deer camp on Liberty 2 weeks you are, come on out to our meeting out there at the bottom part of the admin building down there at the EOC out there, Chad, if you happen to be back over here at the time. And we'll talk to y'all later, I suppose, KI4LZI.
Thanks, Chad, for all the input. I'll talk to you soon, KO4JKB.
Gentlemen, it's been a good one. Here we are past midnight. And it was well worth the time and what little energy we had left to get together. We'll do it again. KO4NUE. KI4LZI. KO4JKB. Y'all have a good night, won't you? I'm going to sign off and hit the sack. Everyone have a good night's rest. 7-3. KK4JPQ, clear.
This is one of the best radio nights that I embarked on, but I'll be still listening, but I'm tired too, and thanks for all the information. I got it written down in my notepad, so 73 to you guys, KO4JKB.
4, RSN, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Sierra, November.